I am here with Alex Gregory, two sport team captain of field hockey and ice hockey. Congratulations, Alex. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So congratulations. Love to have you here. Ice hockey just started up, but you do also play field hockey. So tell me how that went senior season.
That was good. We had a really strong team this year. We actually won a lot of games and the team was just a good environment to be on.
That's awesome. Ice hockey has just started up. You've had a couple games. How have those gone so far?
We're a pretty new team and a new coach, so we're trying to build the team more, but the team environment's really good this year, and so I'm excited to see what the season has for us.
That's awesome. You're also a team captain. How does that affect how you play or how you approach situations?
Being a team captain has been great. For field hockey, I was really surprised and honored to be a captain because I started only my freshman year for field hockey. Ice hockey, I was really glad and just excited to share it with the other girls and be a leader.
That's great. I know this is kind of a hard question, but do you have a favorite sport between the two?
I actually do. Ice hockey is my favorite.
What age did you start playing?
When I was 6.
I always wish that I played hockey. It looks so fun, but I feel like that's a hard sport to start.
Yes, it's really
start later. All right, so we have a couple questions for you. Do you have a moment, it can be when you were younger, but playing sports that you always remember, a highlight maybe?
Probably my freshman year, I got a hat trick playing hockey, but it was COVID, so no one got to see it in the rink, but that was really exciting.
How was COVID with hockey?
It was really hard. There was no fans allowed in the rink.
Yeah, so. That's really tough. What do you like to do in your free time?
I like to hang out with my friends and my family and ski, do sports, all that stuff.
Love the cold, it sounds like. Do you have a pregame ritual? It can be for field hockey, either way. A song that pumps you up, like a certain food you eat, anything like that.
Probably my hair. I do my hair the same way before every game for field hockey and for ice hockey.
A little superstition there.
Yes.
I love it. Is there someone or something that has influenced you to keep going? Or
probably my sisters. I have three older sisters, and they all played sports in high school. And my sister Maddie actually is my coach now for ice hockey, so I get to spend my senior year with her this year. And watching them growing up was just my inspiration to keep playing and get better.
That's really cool. How does it feel to have her by your side senior year as well?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I never thought that she'd actually do it. So
that's awesome. I bet that's very full circle.
Yes.
How would you say being an athlete has helped you be a better person?
Probably getting to know so many like different people in grades and having to spend so much time with them out of school and really like trying to figure out how to work as a team and all that stuff has helped me become a better person and know like who I want to be really, I'd say.
I love that. So it is senior year. What are your plans for after high school?
So my plans are to attend a 4-year college. I'm not going to be playing sports unless I play club, but I want to keep being active and all that stuff.
That's great. What do you think you're going to miss the most about playing sports on a competitive team?
Probably the team and just the sport itself. I feel like when winter comes around next year, I'm going to miss hockey a lot, but I'll still skate and all that stuff. So
yeah. Keep the memory alive.
Yes.
Do you think you'll come back and visit and watch your team play?
I probably will, yes.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Alex. Congratulations, and we are so excited to see what your future holds and the rest of your season, all your accomplishments. Congratulations.
Thank you.